Hello and welcome. Scare track. Episode. Welcome to the Scare Track podcast.
Welcome to the Scare Track podcast, the UK's first podcast dedicated to the scare attraction and haunted house industry. Scare Track is a podcast featuring three scare enthusiasts who discuss the crazy world of scare entertainment. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Scare Track, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
You're listening to Scare Track, the UK's first scare attraction podcast. Now, welcome your hosts, Mikey, Sean, and Hannah.
Hello and welcome to episode 82 of the Scare Track podcast and part one of our ScareCon 2018 trilogy. We have three episodes coming up, all dedicated to the annual scare convention, ScareCon. Michael Bolton and his entire team put on an absolutely fantastic event here in the UK. It's Europe's only scare convention and it's a highlight of the year every single time. It's now in its 11th year and this year was the biggest and best ever. It spanned technically over 3 days. Everyone arrived at the Alton Towers theme park for day one and then had the pre-social drink evening at the Alton Towers Hotel, where all enthusiasts and actors and haunt owners and designers could all meet up for a nice chilled out networking social drink, where it got a little bit messy. So messy, in fact, that we didn't actually record any of that evening. It would have just been a whole load of waffle. So we have our first episode from ScareCon, this episode 82, which is all about the daytime of the main day of ScareCon. We have the trade stand, the exhibition hall, and the seminars and workshops as well. So we discuss all of that on part one of the ScareCon trilogy. So without further ado, I'll take you back to May 22nd, 2018 at the Alton Towers Resort right here in the UK for ScareCon 2018. Enjoy.
You're listening to Scare Track.
Hello everyone and welcome to the annual ScareCon here at Alton Towers. It's now in its 11th year and we are here for our, I think, 5th or 6th ScareCon. It's myself, Mikey. I'm here with Hannah. Hannah, how's it going?
Really, really excited for today. I am literally in amongst the trade stands, just eager to get going.
Yeah, we've come down into the conference room, which has all the convention centre here, all the exhibition stands. We'll go around those a little bit later with you guys as well. We're also here with Mr. Martin Page. Martin, how's it going?
Good, it's going very good.
Yeah, and you've just arrived for your first second ScareCon.
Second,
you were here last year as well. High five.
High five.
So yeah, unfortunately, Martin wasn't here last night. We didn't do any audio from last night. If you're not aware, ScareCon this year's kind of spread over 3 days. So the main day is today, the 22nd of May 2018, here at Alton Towers Conference Centre, at the Alton Towers Resort, here in the jolly old Great Britain. But the day before, we had a good day on park. We got to ride the new Wicker Man ride, which is really cool. And then we have our pre-social drinks. You may have seen on some updates, we had a lot of drinks. So this is Hangover / ScareCon day. We're getting there. Martin bought us some Baroccas, so I feel like me, but on a good day. And they can give us some money for that. So yeah, we're here at ScareCon. So we're going to go around the conference centre. We're going to look around all these different stands and stalls. And then we're going to talk about the seminars as well. So join us for the day. Right then, folks. So, we are going to do a little bit of a walk around the conference hall here at the Alton Towers Resort for ScareCon. You can hear screaming, we've got some huge animatronics. So what we're going to do, we're going to try and just give a little bit of an insight of what we can see here for the podcast. And then we will also be videoing this. So if you guys want to see what we've got, there'll be just a few short clips over on our YouTube page for the ScareCon 2018 vlog. So we're going to move over here to Horrortronics, putting monsters into motion, and they've got a massive animatronic here, which is absolutely terrifying, to be honest. It's a dead child been held up upside down. What else have we got around here? A load of freaky clowns. Oh, they're bent backwards. That's terrifying. What's good about these sort of things are these are things that can just add to actors being in your scare attractions. We'd never suggest having an attraction based just on animatronics, but if you can put well-placed animatronics within your attraction, you're only going to get extra scares elsewhere. So if you can scare people with these scary mazes or scary clowns, sorry. Oh, that scared me. Big gorilla just came right out of its cage, right to us. Hannah just shat herself. Those are animatronics putting monsters into motion. This is just the start of ScareCon, because it's all a little bit mad, all a little bit crazy. We'll be talking to a few attraction owners and stand owners as well throughout the day. So bear with us while we start talking to people. We're going to have a quick mooch round first, and then we'll talk to some people. So we're moving on now in the conference hall, and we've got Mad About Horror, the Halloween and Horror Specialist. Oops. And everyone just shat themselves. That's a nice little air cannon. Everyone hands on hearts from the guys. That's Aardvark Effects, their special effects. Galaxy's higher in sales, so you can hire it and you can also buy it as well. All those special effects. They've got smoke machines, sparkling machines, that sort of smoke kind of air cannon there as well. But yeah, we're here at the Mad About Horror stand as well. They've got some awesome masks. Really sick and twisted. Realistic. How realistic do those faces look?
Sorry.
Those faces look really
Oh my god, they look amazing.
Yeah. And the hands. Wow.
Feels so real.
Yeah.
So
like, do I make a light?
Well then guys, we're going to a UV 3D maze. Thank you very much.
Ooh.
Right, so we've got our 3D glasses on, and we're in a nice dark room with all the 3D sort of, ooh, you get up close to these 3D, yeah, so it's like UV 3D, what they have in kind of like Contagion at Farmageddon, that kind of stuff, with the attractions, the painters just come out at you, don't they? They look really good.
It's good, it's such a great effect. I've always said that I really like, hi!
Hello, yeah, we're just saying it looks cool.
Thank you. This is Aardvark Designs. My name's Leona. I do all of the painting.
Awesome. Right. Yeah. And we were just saying the painting's awesome, especially when you pop on your 3D glasses and it just pops it to life, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. So is it the kind of thing where you go to attractions, if they want sort of a 3D UV kind of maze, you do all that? It's all hand-painted?
Yeah, it's all hand-painted. And it's just you tell me what theme you want, and we'll just design something that matches that. So you can have kid-friendly, you can have full-on scare. You can have circus, whatever it is. A lot of people go with a circus theme, which is why I've gone with circus this time, but it doesn't have to be that.
Oh, awesome. It's really cool. We were just saying it's really good, isn't it? As soon as you come in, like, you can come in and they look awesome paintings anyway, and then when you pop your glasses on, they all come to life. Awesome. So if people wanted to sort of have these in their attractions, or they're looking to do a 3D sort of maze, how would they be able to contact you?
Well, I've got Facebook, all the social media, I've got business cards in my pocket, so just, you know, get in touch and I'll just come along and work out what you want.
Awesome, sweet, thank you very much. Cheers.
You're welcome.
Right, moving on with this madness that is the conference. We've got Fun Fear and Foggy's Fog. We're here looking at
bubbles
mixed with smoke. There are bits of smoke, and you can pop the bubbles and bits of smoke inside the bubbles. That's so cool. They've mixed two of my favourite things, bubbles and smoke. I mean, I'm getting soaking wet, but it looks cool. We are all like a bunch of cocker spaniels trying to get at them.
It brings out the kid in you, innit?
It does, big time. Yeah, 100%. I am now so excited. Let's just stay here all day. This bubbles with smoking. Oh, sweet. But yeah, that's Foggy's Fog and Fun Fear Technical Group. Yeah, sweet. We'll, like I say, we'll have some video on this over on our social media and our YouTube page. But yeah, it looks really, really cool. So we're just moving around the room of this conference hall now. We've got the abandoned toys and repurposed furniture that basically just make things look sick and twisted as hell. It looks awesome. Well, we've got a lot of scream effects here. Kieran's here with the stand. He has some really cool quality props, cosplay items, masks, goggles, loads of some really, really cool stuff that you can have either as a home hunter, as a professional hunter, or even if you're just cosplaying or getting a costume. There's some really quality props with scream effects. Who else we got over here? We're moving past. We've got Orton Towers. These are obviously the guys that are hosting the event this year. Orton Towers have got a video here of their Scarefest family. All having a good time. I think this is where they are recruiting for actors, so it's never too early to recruit for actors for a Scare Fest, and not just Scare Fest, but all the other scare attractions we have in the UK. Why not? Let's start early. Get your actors in now. They're going. We've also got Fear Effects. They always have a really cool quality stand. We've got some broken limbs in this sort of abandoned warehouse kind of backdrop. They've got here some bodies, some massive hammers, boom air blasters. There's loads of stuff here. Fear Effects are great. If you're creating an attraction and you want to basically just fill it with loads of cool effects, Fear Effects have done loads of stuff for Halloween Scream, Broadwich Horn Fest, loads of places that they've had some quality effects and stuff they've put in there. We've got Stephen Candy, who we were talking to earlier. Stephen, if you basically want some horror-related photos or your scare fashion photos, don't look anywhere else other than Stephen Candy. Visit his website, stephencandyphotography.co.uk, and you'll see why. He just manages to get horror on a photo. Simple as that, fantastic. We've got Whiteware Design and Prints, they're sort of the t-shirt company. There's loads of stuff. I can see myself buying loads of t-shirts and whatnot. And we've also got Nerdo.co.uk, this is movie merchandise, so I'm glad I bought my bag because Hannah is going to buy loads of stuff. Oh, what did Hannah, what did Kate lose?
A very, very small silver ball from her airbrush gun. But the monster that is Mr. Keith Larkin found it.
He found it. The Hulk found it.
The Hulk found it.
That's all right.
With his huge hands.
Basically, he just had to put his hand on the floor and the surface area covered so much that he found it with his palm.
I mean, technically, it was under the carpet.
Oh, that was impressive.
That's excitement for today.
Yeah, we're moving on. We haven't even got to any of the seminars yet. So I'm just telling the listeners a little bit about each stand here. Obviously, like we say, a little bit later, we will talk to people individually, try and talk to some stands. But it's always crazy when we first get in here. The place is packed, it's even, there's loads of stands this year. But guys, what are you thinking so far of the sort of the stands here at ScareCon?
I think it's amazing, and I can't believe how much they're crammed into this tiny little room.
Yeah.
Everywhere you look, all the space is filled with different trade stands. You've got fun things, scary things.
And you've got some stuff that you see, like you only watch YouTube and you watch things on like the US and massive animatronics and things like that. We've got all that here in the UK. You don't need to go to
the animatronics are absolutely amazing here today.
They're really awesome. You've got animatronics, you've got, I think I said it a million times, it needs to be turned into a drinking game, but the amount of times I've said smoke in bubbles, it's just amazing. Like, it's just too good. Smoke with bubbles.
And I think this year is the best year for tech. I think is the best way to put it, in the fact that you've got the animatronics, you've got you've got Foggy's Fog, you've got loads of sparkly, crazy things
Fear
happening.
Effects, yeah.
So it's not just all about people having trade stands showing you what it is that they do. It's I don't know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah. Loads of stuff to actually see and watch it happening, rather than just going, we could do this for you. They're showing us what they could do, and they're doing it.
And that's why you do the words.
Yeah. who else have we got? I'll just go around the last few things. We obviously got the Haunted Lantern guys here. They have some quality stuff. They're actually in the Hortonville Mine Tours, the Skin Snatchers mains that we'll be doing tomorrow, on tomorrow's episode, which is the next episode after this one, funnily enough. They have their technology that's been put into lamps, so each room you go into, it can change the kind of light, it can strobe, it can pulse, it can slowly go dark, it can slowly go bright. So there's loads of different stuff they can do. And again, there's some more sort of merch stands, some more masks. The masks here this year, just the masks get better and better and better. There's some really quality stuff. So yeah, we're going to keep wandering around. We're going to go into the actual seminar room now, because throughout the whole day of ScareCon, we have loads of ScareCon seminars. And then we'll give you a few snippets from that. And then we'll carry on with the day. Right then, guys. So it's been a mad morning here at ScareCon. We have been to a few... You can hear guns going off in the background. We've been to a few seminars today, so people are learning and talking in the trade seminars and the actual talks here at ScareCon. We're going around the exhibition hall again, and we've come across Kieran with Scream Effects. How's it going, buddy?
Hello. It's going quite well. Yeah. Today's going really well for us today.
You've got a great stall set up here.
Thank you very much. The theme, obviously, I know you guys are all about audio, but it's basically a miniature version of my workshop. So if you see it on any of our social media pages, you kind of get an idea of what we work out of. Obviously, we offer props, costuming, set designs, and all that kind of malarkey, as well as new for this year, we are starting in summer, which is Scare School training.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, so if you want to learn how to scare, or you already know how to scare, but you just want to refresh, that is something that we are doing. So,
awesome stuff.
Yeah, details for that are going to be on the website coming in the next few weeks.
Excellent. This is the time to get people on board and training actors ready for October. It seems long away, but it's not. It's coming around quick.
Definitely. Yeah, I mean, I thought we had a long time until the next ScareCon, but it only seems like a month ago since we were here, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So what kind of props have you bought with us today? Obviously, you've got the mask, goggles, cosplay items. What kind of stuff can people buy from Scream Effects?
Yeah, so today we have sort of a split mix of things. So we have things for around the house and things for scare mazes and cosplayers. More so the cosplay items. So we have our knives, which were so popular last year. We expanded the range for knife throwing and meat clovers. As well as new for this year, which are prop arrows, which are perfect for LARPing. Yeah. Anyone who wants to cosplay as Robin Hood, because you know you might want to cosplay as Robin Hood. Perfect, absolutely convention safe, so you can have them on the back and not have to worry about anything. For scare mazes, which require a bit more physical propage, but nothing too heavy, we have axes, pickaxes, as well as shovels and shotguns as well, which we do to order, strictly to order only. But details can be found on our website anyway, on our Facebook rather, and our Instagrams. We have masks as well, which are great for costumers. And for around the house, we have little cool things like pumpkin bottle toppers.
Yeah, I think Hannah bought one of those last year.
Yeah, I think she did. They're just so cool. I love them. What are the little pumpkin bottle tops?
Yeah.
How are you finding it?
Absolutely, I love it. I mean,
it's opening a lot of bottles.
Stop. I don't use it a lot because it seals a bottle of wine, and I don't usually not finish a bottle of wine.
Well, but it's great to have on display though. Halloween, just
absolutely
finish a bottle of wine, right? Put a top on, the middle of the table.
Absolutely. So, if anyone's not here at ScareCon now, how can they order items off you? Where do they need to go to?
Yeah, so you can go direct to our Facebook, which is facebook.com/screameffects, where you can find our link. If you click the shop now icon, it will take you directly to our Etsy store. Alternatively, you can go to our Etsy store, which again, follow the link for Scream Effects Camp.
Awesome. Kieran, thank you very much.
Thank
Enjoy
you very much,
ScareCon.
Thank you, and yourself.
Right then, guys, we are wandering around here at the ScareCon merchandise sale. Now we're looking at all these awesome hoodies. I'm here with Callum. Callum, listener of the show, YouTuber, this is your very first ScareCon. How are you enjoying it so far?
It's good. I'm enjoying it. It's different from what I'd expect.
Absolutely, today time is more so the sort of seeing things, talking to people, networking, and then tonight comes the fun and the drunkenness and everyone having a really good time. But you're booked in on a virtual reality thing, is that right?
Yes.
So what is this?
Zombie Hollow Maze.
Okay, sweet. So we're going to see if we can join you on that. If not, you're going to be our representative that does the virtual reality Horror Maze. So you're looking forward to that. Have you done much virtual reality before?
Only Glatchka.
Oh, okay. So this isn't exactly ScareCon related or Scare Attraction related. Galactica, do you like it? Do you not like it?
Yeah, I like Galactica.
So we are here with the star guest of the show, as always, Miss Kate Munro, misskatemunro.co.uk. Kate, how's it going?
Going good, thank you. I feel happiest when I'm painting.
And so. Painting you are. So who have we got here today?
We are painting the lovely James. Doing a bit of a horror mishmash, just going with the flow, taking suggestions.
Yeah. We've got, I can see Pennywise, Freddy, we've got Jason, looking up, Chucky. It's looking awesome. I like the look of your body in a weird way because you have paint on it. And we've took some videos and photos all on our social media as well. We'll make sure we'll show it to you at the end as well. What else? What are you going for next? And what character do you know?
I don't know.
I think it's a Jigsaw doll, Billy doll. I think he should be on there.
I think that'd go nice over.
Yeah, like an opposite shoulder sort of thing. Awesome. And you guys know how to get in contact with Kate because we have her on the show all the time. We love Kate. But if anyone wants to see all of your stuff, it's www.misskatemunro.co.uk.
Follow me on
Instagram. Oh, you're on Instagram. Yes. Instagram. Yes, I know you have four times the amount of followers we do, Kate. All right. Instagram's where it's at. So just search for Miss Kate Munro on Instagram. Enjoy your painting. We'll see you soon.
Enjoy your day.
Thanks. We're here with Mr. Sam Cousins, one of the ScareCon organisers. Sam, how's it going today?
It's going very well, thank you.
Fantastic. It's really busy, lots of fun happening, and you're excited about the Scare Ball tonight?
Very excited, as always.
Have you got your costume organised?
I have indeed.
Yeah, I can't. Are you going to tell us what it is, or is it a surprise?
It's a surprise.
I can't wait to see it.
Hey.
Yeah. Well, Sam, enjoy the rest of your day.
And you.
Thank you.
See you.
And here we have the jump. Watching on at the telly with his hat.
Yeah, I am. Hello.
Right then, guys, we love ScareCon because you bump into the people who love the same kind of things as you do. And we are here with a couple of enthusiasts themselves who just got back from Europa Park. I hate you a little bit. How's it going, John?
Good, yeah. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Thank you. No, I checked out your vlog, but if anyone on our page didn't check out your vlog, how can they and what do they need to find?
You can hop over to YouTube, just search for Instantly Inverted, it's all one word. And you can find all of our vlogs there. We go to different theme parks across the world. We've got multiple theme parks we're going to this year, and I think the most exciting one for all the horror fans is Halloween Horror Nights at Universal.
Again, I hate you a little bit because I want to go back. Awesome. Is it your first time before, or you've been before to? Oh, you've been before to Halloween Horror Nights. Or is it your first time?
No, it'll be our first time at Halloween.
First time. Awesome. Yeah, you'll absolutely love it. Awesome. And how are you enjoying ScareCon? Lots of people here. Lots of stands.
Yeah, it's fantastic this year. It's a lot bigger than last year. Last year was kind of much smaller, and obviously with 2 days, there's so much to do over the both days.
Absolutely. And I'm guessing you visited the scare attractions here before as well. We'll go do those tomorrow. Do you have a specific favourite here at Towers?
I like the old school Carnival of Screams.
Oh, old school, controversial. Ooh. We've got some more people here as well, also at us. We're going to talk about mazes. Do you have a favourite scare maze at Alton Towers? Now, you're going to be biased, Evie, because you've worked in half of them. But do you have any faves?
What, all time?
He went in with Carnival of Screams, so that's a controversial choice. We're talking Alton Towers scare mazes here, folks. Have you got a fave?
It has to be the Sanctuary, hasn't it?
It has got to be a Sanctuary. I think I'm there with the Sanctuary. Can you up the Sanctuary?
I would have to agree it is a Sanctuary, yeah.
That's 3-1, John, I'm afraid. I'm now going to have to go to Halloween Horror Nights instead of you. Sorry about that. Well, thanks for talking to us, guys. Enjoy the rest of your day. Toodles. Right then, guys. So we are still here at ScareCon for the exhibition stands, and we have come across Scare Manager Dennis. How's it going, buddy?
Yeah, it's going fine. Going good.
So you've got a brand new business venture here about sort of managing your scare actors. Do you want to let the listeners know exactly how it works, what you do, and how it goes?
Yeah, everybody knows it. Like when you got your actors, you got the availability, you got the roles, you got your spot, you got those really big Excel sheets of doom to manage and to plan them. I now got a system developed where you can just import all your characters. The system automatically sends an email to the actors telling them to fill in their availability, and you can add their skills to them, add skills to the roles, and then matching them up just by dragging and dropping and making your schedule and make your life much easier as an organizer.
Absolutely, far easier. So you can just be planning your entire attraction, planning all your staff based on this system that they can get from you. It just makes it easier, like you say, with planning, organizing, especially when actors can give you their schedules. So you're looking at the computer now, you're clicking the schedule,
and you can
literally just say, like you say, drag and drop who's in each box. So we've got doorman, first scare, piano room, for example, and you can just click and drop the people into each box.
And you can filter on the skills they got. You can just type in the name and they
pop up. So type in who you got. And like you say, with skills, they could always make that into people that wear masks or don't wear masks, people who do speaking roles.
Speaking roles, can improvise, can do timing.
Absolutely. People, you can split it any way you want, I guess. Yeah. Awesome. Sweet. So how can guys contact you if they want to find out more information about Scare Manager? How can they get in contact with you?
Just go to scaremanager.com and the website will explain everything.
Excellent. Dennis, thank you very much. Sweet.
Thank you.
Right there, guys. So myself, Hannah and Martin have now all come back to the room and we have had a fantastic day here at ScareCon. It's been a little bit of a crazy episode as usual. And what we did a little bit different this year is we didn't actually record inside the seminars because we don't want to give away those trade secrets to everyone now, do we? So the plan of action was just to go to a few talks and just talk to him as we got back this afternoon. So we had a great time. There's some great talks, some talks for everyone. We obviously couldn't go to every single one, otherwise we'd be in there all day and not get a chance to socialise, to network or to see any of the exhibition stands. So from 11:15 up until 5 o'clock this afternoon, they've had talks and workshops throughout the day here at ScareCon. So I'll just give a rundown of what they had and which ones that we visited. So they had Breaking the 9-to-5 with Zombies, Greg Rudman from Zombie Infection. They had then Go and Get Alone by Steph Ricketts from Death Cell and R Space. Then at 12:45 they had the European Scare Panel hosted by Dennis, that's Horror Nights Netherlands. And then after that we had Escape Room Meet and Greet. Then Tech Weapons and Immersive Stories, live feeds from Lee Fields from Zed Events. Successfully Growing a Scream Park from Deirdre from Pharmaphobia. Tales from the Toon, Stephen Tate from Scream Factory Teesside. And we finished off with the spectacle that was Scares Theming and Intensity, Mike Bendall Extreme Scream Park. So we just got back and the first one we went to was the first one of the day, the Breaking the 9-to-5 with Zombies, Greg Rudman with Zombie Infection, and I really, really enjoyed that. He explained on how he worked his normal 9-to-5 boring job that he wasn't enjoying and how he then went to go on and work with Zed Events and then how he decided to break it alone and then he went and go and work with Zombie Infection. Some really good insightful stuff there that I think anyone who runs those kind of events could take a lot of details from. The slightly different events from your scare maze parks, like, you know, Towers and Tully's and Twin Lakes, etc. This was one of those sort of 2 hours long immersive sort of theatrical games. And Martin, we haven't done the Zombie Infection, but we've done things similar. We did things like Evil Rising. So I think that talk was informative to those sort of people.
It was nice to have a look on the other side of it all. It's not just a participant.
Yeah.
And you know, he went into a lot of detail about how he got to where he is, and I think
through hard work and dedication.
One of his key points was just take the risk. Don't wait. Just do it now.
So the next one we went to of the talks and workshops was the Successfully Growing a Scream Park, Deirdre from Pharmaphobia, which was quite insightful. It just goes to show on how they've managed to grow their park over the years, how they had some spare sheds and how the farmers wanted to use them for parts and tractors, how they decided to add scare attractions to it. And it seems to work for them.
Yeah, so this is an event that I haven't actually personally visited, but just by coming to the seminar and listening, She stated the fact that they don't really use much technology. There's no animatronics. It's just all actors.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it seems like they've got a good team on there. They did a lot about the way they promote over on their social media that seems to work for them as well. So it's something, they've been nominated for Scare Awards multiple times as well, actually. So it's something that I think needs to get onto the list. And like we say, we could have gone to every single workshop or talks. A couple of the workshops they had were Fun Fear as well. They did two workshops, attraction design and build, and then operating an attraction. But one last talk we did manage to get to was Scares, Theming and Intensity by Mike Bendall from Extreme Screen Park at Twin Lakes, and it was all a little bit bizarre and fun. There was cannons of confetti. Alton Towers are going to hate us, and free hoodies, and it's all about making magic moments and remembering the magic, and it was good. It was insightful. They spoke in depth about the village, and I think it's just another time for us to all say how awesome the village is in the village. Yeah, village is one of my favourite scare attractions. Mart is probably up there for you as well.
Oh no, it is the
favourite. Hannah, the village, Extreme Screen Park, pretty high up on your top 10 list, I'm sure.
Love it. I think it's probably my favourite in the UK.
That's a bold statement. And we've been joined by Miss Kate Munro, who's just finished her painting up. How are you, Kate? Has it been knackering today?
I'm exhausted.
And it meant that you didn't get to see any of the seminars.
I didn't. Not a single one.
Not a single one. But you were a piece in yourself. People were watching you and checking you out. And
it got quite an audience at times. I was quite surprised.
Yeah. People kept coming back to see what you'd changed and what you'd done differently.
Yeah, people giving me suggestions.
Yeah.
It's a very collaborative piece.
But you did all the work. But Extreme Screen Park, The Village, awesome.
Oh, yes, loved it. Favourite.
Exactly. So it was really cool to hear Mike talk about that. And yeah, so that was just a little bit from the seminars. Like I say, we sometimes record seminars here and there, but I didn't want to do that this year purely because we could only get to half of them. It's unfair on the other ones. And when we're trying to edit it and put it into the episode, you could never really get the context because you only get a few snippets. Otherwise, the podcast would have been 7 hours long if I put all of that in. So just a little bit about the talks and seminars here at ScareCon. We've discussed all the exhibition and trade stands, and I think that does it for this episode, guys. There will be another episode out next, which will be the Scar Awards and the Scare Ball. So that's the messy one. This is the trying to be more professional one. So guys, thanks for listening, and we will see you on the next episode here at ScareCon from Scare Ball. See you later, guys.
You're listening to Scare Track.
So there you go, guys, episode one of our three episodes from ScareCon 2018, episode 82, part one. Guys, first of all, before we end this episode, we just wanted to say a huge thank you to ScareCon and to everyone who was on the show, but also a huge, huge apology to anyone we didn't actually get to speak to. If anyone was at ScareCon with us, you'd know just how crazy that event is getting now. Over 450 people there to celebrate the UK scare industry. And I really wish I could talk to everyone. I really wish I could make new friends. And I really wish I could speak to old friends for hours. But it's just absolutely impossible. So guys, I do apologise if you wanted to have a quick chat with us and you didn't get a chance. And also vendors, suppliers, haunt owners, you guys as well, if you haven't been able to get you onto the podcast, then I'm really sorry. It was just such a crazy, crazy day. But that does mean that you'll be able to join us on a podcast in the future. Feel free to contact us during our usual ways, mainly on social media, but also our email. You can email us at scaretrack@gmail.com. Get in contact with us over on our social media. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter and Snapchat. All four social media there, guys. Just search for ScareTrack and you'll find us straight away. We always love interacting with you guys over on our Instagram and Facebook. Like I say, Twitter and Snapchat too. It's non-stop over on our social media, so it's really great to interact with you guys. And yeah, if we didn't get a chance to speak to you over at ScareCon, then please do not hesitate to contact us and we'd love to get you on the show. We've already got a show planned out in a few weeks' time where we're going to be going zombie hunting, so I don't want to tell you too much about that yet, but there's another new exciting venture that came literally just from visiting ScareCon and speaking to some award winners, maybe. So, a few hints there, guys. Guys, thanks so much for listening to episode 82 of the Scare Track podcast, part one of our ScareCon trilogy. Make sure you listen to part two, which is from the Scare Ball and Scar Awards, and then to part three, where we go and visit the Orton Towers Scare Mazes. So, for now, I'll see you next time. Bye, guys.